it's actually been really interesting because that book has been such a big deal. And it came out the month that I sold my novel back in 97, something like October 97. And I was actually kind of really worried about it at the time. And in fact, I did have a little difficulty selling the British rights to my novel because apparently all the British publishers were saying that they had just seen a novel about a geisha. So that was actually really hard. I can't help but be a little territorial about it, even though his book came out first, and apparently, by all accounts, he'd been working on his novel just as long as I'd been working on mine. And I do want to say, too, that I think it's a very good read. It certainly goes really quickly, and he's done his research. He's an academic, and it really shows. But the thing is, I have some trouble with it because I feel as if there's no point in him writing. I don't understand why he wrote the book at this time. It's a novel that's set in the past, starts back in, I don't know, the 20s or something. And the strange thing about the novel is that it's really uninformed by 1990s consciousness. There's no kind of feminist perspective. There's no kind of awareness that to marry a rich man is not the be-all and end-all for a woman. It's a fairy tale, and it's about how this woman who was so beautiful climbed up right through the ranks of geisha-dom and hit it big. And I take issue with that.